Okay, we did a rather quick job on the sugya of Dafsha, which certainly is a chiddush atzum that there's such a concept that I have to give up my karka to someone else to be able that he should benefit from walking alongside his wall. And although in the maskana we really don't have a satisfying pshat, we have the pshatim I mentioned yesterday, but at least the idea of dafsha we should have klar. There's a line in the Nesivos about dafsha which is really has a bit of a shachas to the next gemara. The Nesivos writes about dafsha that if someone was mazik with dafsha, in other words, someone took away those Dalet Amos alongside a wall, but the Eved, if someone was mazik with dafsha, he's potter because it's only a grama. So stated in the Sivis in Kuf Nun Hey, I think it's a cotton Zion, I think. He says that if someone was mazik with dafsha, took away the other person's dafsha, he's potter because it's only a grama. So here we have a strange twist. Dafsha is a case, Taisa says, which is Gira Delay. Taisa says that Taisa's Dibra Mascha Lema, Taisa's in the last line, that it's Gira Delay, Miyakish, Asaymach Kaisla, Meneha Dafsha. So it could be Gira Delay, and it could still be only a Grama, which is Pata. So it seems to be a contradiction, the two ideas, that it's Gira Delay, and it's only a grama lagabi paying. And that's what we're going to see in a minute by the sulam, the same idea, that you can have a type of gira delay which is actually potter from paying. Rabbi Yosef points it out on this next Mishnah, that there are two types of gira delay. There's a gira delay which is a mazik, you have to pay if you did it, and there's a gira delay which is a kind of a mazik through a grama, and but yeah, but you don't have to pay. So that idea, the words are chiddush, gira delay means it's his arrow, it's something he did. And the very same sentence you're saying it's only a grama. It appears though that there's such a matzav, and that's a matzav of dafsha, and that's now this next case we're going to learn. Let's see. Machikin es asula min ha-shaybach, arba amis, kadosh lo tikbaitz anamiya. And the Mishnah has two cases. We're going to spend, the Gemara spends its time on the first case. You're not allowed to have a ladder next to a set of pigeon nests or dove nests because they're small animals that always try to attack the birds. If they have a ladder, the push pshat is, they'll climb up the ladder and they're going to attack the birds. So therefore, your ladder has to be Dalet Amos away from his birds. The seist, he's the nizik, you're the mazik. We're saying ala mazik laharchik esatzma. The person is putting the sulam, he's the mazik, and the mazik has to be marchik esulam. Sitting in the sefer, it's a kaisel min amaschila dalar amis deshe ezek if it's a sulam. The sefer is a slightly different case. There, the person has a right to put up a sulam to be able to clean out his maschila. And mevela, you have to be marchik. You can't block his access to the maschila. Taisus says it's talking. Taisus kedei. Taisus says it's talking. Shemacha v'noslan eskifes asulam mechatzerei ayri. K'mashmon debayi dalar amis. The sefer of the Mishnah is just telling you the shir. It's talking when he did a kinyan. So the sefer is not really a chiddush in harchakas nazikin. The sefer is a chiddush. So the Reisha, the case of a sulam, the Gemara says, Leiba Masnisa, the like Rav Yaisi. Rav Yaisi, Ha'amar, Zechayv, Tech, Shleiz, and the Tech, Tech, Shalon. Rav Yaisi, Shita, is ala Nizik, Lahachif, is Asma. That if you have a Mazik and a Nizik, the Nizik is the one who has to be Machik. So if you have pigeon nests, and I have a ladder, you're the one that should have to be Machik, your Shaivach. For my sulam, I'm the mazik, you're the nizik, it should be all the nizik lachik is atzma. So Gemara, Philotem Rav Yaisi, Rav Ashi, Kevin, Rav Kahana, Rav Amar, Maidu Rav Yaisi, Begira Didei. We already know this. The Rabbi Yossi is made by Gira Delay. Machinami Zimnin de Bahadi de Monachle Yoskla Bikur Vikovtsa. Here's a Kiddush. What's the case? I'm Mazik you. How am I Mazik you? My ladder is Mazik you. That's not my achrayis. Because in my ladder, while my ladder is standing there, if an animal climbs up and gets to your doves, so that's your problem. That's all an izik lahar. But it could happen that as I'm putting the ladder there, the moment I put the ladder, there's going to be already one of these little creatures on the ladder. I'm going to be actually putting the creature to your doves. That's giridilei. So why am I not allowed to put the ladder? Because it could be when I'll put the ladder, there'll be an animal on the ladder. Of course, this is a chiddush. Why? Because anybody who learns this asks, all right, so it's usher to put a ladder which has an animal on it next to the doves. But a ladder which has no animal on it, there should be a ladder put. So I'll check the ladder before I put it there. How are you mechayiv me? Because you're afraid that I'm going to sometimes have an animal on my ladder. It's pelvic a chiddush. That you can have a tefiyah to me that sometimes when I put the ladder there, there'll be a creature there. So I'll check. I'll make sure there's none. I want to put the ladder there. So the Rishonim, the Mukhi Yosef and the Rashba both explain this with very short Lashonis. Mukhi Yosef's Lashon is, even though a person could say, I'll make sure my ladder doesn't have an animal on it. I want to put my ladder. I'm not putting the ladder for your dogs. I'm putting the ladder. I want to climb up on my roof. The kids are playing frisbee and the frisbee's on the roof. So I want to move my ladder there and climb up to my roof. But it's going to be close to your dogs. So you're telling me, no, you can't do it. Because maybe there'll be an animal on top of the ladder. When I put it there, the animal will jump to the doves. So I'll tell you, I'll check it. I'll make sure there are no animals on the ladder. So Zokta on that in Mukhi Yosef, no. I forgot the Matsu Lamei Manana Trina Light. No, I can tie now, I'll watch my ladder. Still, you have to be Marachi. So there's a Hagor on the Eretz Yisrael on the side of Mukhi Yosef. So he says Pshat. Perish. The Loi Efshar Laminter. It's impossible to really watch the ladder. The Shema Bahade, the Manach Kofta Bechurai. The Yechakev Kofta. It's really impossible to watch. These animals, you'll check the top of the ladder. Between the time you check it, then you stand it up and you position it, the animals will be already jumping up. Animals are very resourceful in going after their prey. The way I would understand I'm saying this because I'll bring a riot to it in a minute. The way I would understand this, what's the pshat? The pshat, yeah? It's not possible for me to put a ladder without an animal on the ladder. It's a shayah. What does it mean? The way I would understand this gemara means that if you're going to use ladders near the doves, at any one time you could check it. Any one time it's shayah, you check it and nothing will happen. But if you're going to do this all the time in the meshach of a year, it's going to happen. It's going to happen that an animal is going to jump up. It's just the way it is. If you're going to be in the habit of using ladders in the vicinity of my birds, in the meshach of the year, it's going to happen that it's going to be a mazik. And that's the chiddush taka of this mishnah. Mishnahs in the perek are not just stam listing harfakis. Each one has its own chiddush. The chiddush here is something. Let me ask you. Let's say I have a driveway to me and my neighbors. I do have a driveway. My neighbor's kids want to play ball in the driveway. And I tell them, I don't want to play ball, they're going to break my window. Is that a good time? I don't want them to play punch ball in the driveway and you're going to break a window. Most of the time when you play ball, you don't break a window. No? But eventually, you break a window. So can I have a taina to them at any one time? Don't play ball here because you're going to break my window. Even though it's not likely they'll break my window today, but if they have a kriyas to play punch ball in the driveway, they're eventually going to break a window. I think that's similar to this. Any one time I put a ladder up, it's not mistaver that I can make sure there's no animal on the ladder. I could. Any time I do it, I could. But in the meshach of a zman, if I use ladders in my driveway, so eventually it's going to happen that an animal is going to jump up onto the doves. Doesn't mean it's going to happen each time. It means it's eventually going to happen. And that's the pshat. I think that's the pshat here in the Gemara. What? But that time it's going to be Giri Dalei. It's going to eventually happen that I'm going to be a die and put this animal to the thing. If I have the animal on top of a stick and I put it there, so I'm going to be putting it. So we can ask you from doing it all the time, because one of the times this is going to happen. One of those times this is going to happen. Well, I'll ask you about all the things in our parak. They all are mazik every single time. Is that the pshat? We had it on Daf Chavav. If you throw the shay, you're a zayir of a rach b'sayah, so you throw things to the wind. Nafti kisna. It means every single time it's going to be mazik. If I put gefes and zevel, every single time it's going to be mazik. Or lo yitei adam ilan samach l'bayrei. Every time I plant a tree near the bar, the roots always go into the bar. Well, there he says, not give it the light. Nothing. But what I mean to say is that all these examples are things that every time they happen, every single time it happens, what? It happens often, more often. More often than this. So the more often I do it, the more I increase the chances. That's good. So you're asking a good question. So what happens if I only do it rarely? So that was ma'irim me to understand this pshat in the Mukiyasif. Because I saw the Chazainish says that to put up a ladder once is mutter. It means once a year, I can't answer that. He says to do it once. Let's say somebody wants to put up a fire escape by his house. So he's going to just put it up once, and the ladder is going to be there all the time. So Chazanish says that's mutter, because one time you could check and make sure there's no animal there, and you put it up. Now, once the ladder is standing, if an animal climbs up, that's a nizik lahakit asatzim. It's a nizik's job. It's only the putting up which is the problem. The Chazainish says that Jitaka, a one-time thing, is mutter. So Vice says you could be not our lay one time. So the point here seems to be that in the meshach, at the time you're going to put it up, the creature is going to be on your ladder, and Lamaisa, you're going to end up causing the hazard. That seems to be a geshmaka way to understand this Gemara. It tells you the chiddush of the Mishnah, the din of the Mishnah, and it's kaka chiddush, that it's also to do such a thing. So this is the this Gemara. We learned the Gemara the right way. It's Mishmak. I'm going to ask you to turn to that Chavav and learn the Gemara and tell me if these two Gemaras are not sides of each other. Agav Chaparai, a nice piece of Gemara for those of you who are pushing to finish. But if you're not pushing to finish, it's a very interesting case. Let's learn the Mishnah on Chavav and the first piece of Gemara. Tell me if this Gemara is not Saiser the case of Sulam. It must be a Teretz, but I'm not clear how to answer it. Again, what's our case? You have a ladder. On top of the ladder, there's going to be a creature, a nemiya, and the nemiya is going to jump and kill the birds. Now let's see the case on Chavav. Now the Mishnah starts off innocently enough. The Mishnah is not talking about animals. The Mishnah says, L'yita Adam Ilan Samach L'sada Chaveiray. Not allowed to plant trees near your friend's field. Elam Ken Herchik Mimenu Arba Amis. You have to be Marchik Dalar Amis. Why? Echad Gefanim Echad Kaliyon. Why do you have to be Marchik? This Keshchenin. So this is, you're going to bring in your wagons and your animals to harvest the field, to harvest the trees. You need Dalar Amis to space. Your animals, your wagons are going to trample on your neighbor's field, so you need a Harfaka. That's the din of the Mishnah. I have no problem with that din. How you get there by time, so same as get the Mikan, so same as get the Mikan. If you have a wall in between, so then, we had this already in the Gemara, if you have a wall in between, there's no problem. Klayim is not a problem. We already said a few times, you're allowed to have Klayim, Mamish next to each other. If there's a wall, if the roots mix, it doesn't matter. And the wagon is not a problem. So if I bring a wagon on my side of the wall, I'm not going to trample yours, because it can't get through the wall, so the wall is good. If there are roots from my field going into yours, I'm responsible that the roots should be 3 tefachim down, they shouldn't interfere with your plow. If you want to dig a deep hole, you're allowed to cut up my roots, and the wood of the roots belong to you. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the Chayra, has no shakas to Agamara. It's a separate halacha. It's halacha being marchik, the work. Let's see the Gemara, Tana. Arba amisham rukhidi avaydis hakera. You have the marchik to Alaramis for the work of the Karen, that means the wagon and the animals. Amishmul, Shonro, Beret Yisrael, Bebabel, Shtayanis. Bavel, I don't know why, they don't need Dalar Amis, they need 2 Amis, Tainami Hachi, Leithi, and some of the Chavere, and Kedithimen of Shtei Amis, Antanan Arba Amis, one place it says 2 Amis, one place it says 4 Amis. How much you have to be Marachik? Alalav Kedishmuel, Shmamina. Ishka de Rami Le Mirma. Some said the same halacha, but they asked it as a stira. Tanan, Leithi, Adam, Elan, some of the Chavere, and Kedithimen of Arba Amis. But Tanya Shtei Amis, Amishmuel, Kasha, Kamba Bavel, Kamba Eretz. Because they have a different plowing in Bavel. It's fertile and they don't need such a plow. Rabba by Rav Chanan Havalehanu Dikli Amitzu de Pardisa. Now listen to this case. This is the case I wanted to get to. Listen to the case and tell me if it's not really the same as our case. Now it's not the same case, but in long distance it should be exactly the same case. Rabba by Rav Chanan had Dikli, had trees. A mitzvah de paradesa de Rabbi Yosef, right at the boundary of Rabbi Yosef's paradise. Haba'asi tzipayri yastvi b'dikli. There were birds that nested in Rava's tree. V'nachsi b'paradiso ma'asi dilei. When the birds got hungry, their nest was in the tree of Rava. They jumped down. What are you going to eat? An apple? Birds can't eat apples. Whatever was in the tree, dekel dates. They ate the dates. When they were hungry, they ate grapes. So they flew down to the paradise of Rav Yosef, of the neighbor of Rav Yosef. Umafsidilei, and they would eat his from his paradise. So what's it did? Yeah? I have trees. You have a paradise. The birds are nesting in my tree. And they're flying for supper, they're flying down to eat in your paradise. So we pass up Rabbi Yosef. Ala nizik laharfik asatzman. Well, that's the tzgira dilei. So what do you say in this case? Okay, wait, this is Rabbi Barba Chaya. Anyway, so he had his trees. So l'chayra, you would ask me, I would say it's the Rabbi Yosef's problem. He al nizik la'achik asatzlay. I have my trees. You have your paradise. So what do you want from me? I have birds in my trees. It's true. You be machik your paradise. Amalei is your kites. He said, cut down your trees. Amalei. So Rabbi told him, harchiki li. I'm down the hamas away. What do you want? Amalei hani milili ilanais. Aval gefanim beinan tefek. You have a tree near a gefen. The birds fly down. If you're worried about harakakas avaydis akere, you need dalet amis. For the wagons and the animals, you have to mark dalet amis. Here, you need more. Harantanan echo gefanim echo kalilan. Either Mishnah said it's the same, a tree or a gefen. I'm like, no. Hani mili ilan li ilan gefanim li gefanim. Aval ilan li gefanim li ilan gefanim. So that's what he told him, that you have to be marshal. Now, think about the case. It needs a hesba, this case. This case, I have a tree. And there are birds in my tree. You have gefanim. The birds in my tree are going to eat your gefanim. You're telling me I have to take down my tree. Now the first question is, how is that taking a delay? How am I putting the birds there? I have a tree. That's giving a delay. So you have to see a one line tosis. Avol b'kfanim b'itvei. Hu kishenata dekalim. Kishem gavayim. We discussed this in other cases. There's a difference if you plant a seed or if you plant a tree. You put a sapling or a tall tree. Place says if you put a seed, it can be given delay. Right? We said roots that grow are not given delay. The roots that grow are dilute. They come later. So Taisa says, now listen to the case. It's not our case. I come with a tall tree. We have the case of Daf Vav and the case of Daf Gimel. Just picture the two cases. In one you have a split screen. On one side of the screen, a man is coming with a tall ladder. And he's putting it next to the doves. The other picture, the person coming with a tall tree, Taisa says, Shanata de Kolam Shein Gavayim. The person coming with a tall tree, and he's putting the tree into the ground. Now, in the first picture, he's putting a ladder next to doves. In the second place, he's putting a tall tree next to grapes, next to Gafanim. Now, on top of the ladder, we're worried about this Nabiya. I don't know what the animal is in English. Whatever the animal is. And the other thing, we're worried about birds on the deck. We're saying that in both cases, it's Gira Delay. It's also to put the ladder because of the Nabiya on top of the ladder. And it's also to put the Gefen because of the birds on the tree, because of the deck, because of the birds on the tree. Now, in both cases, the Gemara says it's aser. In both cases, we pass like these two Gemaras. It's aser to put it because you're putting it there with a creature that's going to, it's a ruach mitzuyah that once you put the creature there, it's going to be mazik your neighbor. But there's a problem. There are major differences between the two. First of all, by Nemiya, we're only saying it's aser if the Nemiya is already on top of the ladder when you put it there. You think the birds were already on the dekel when he was putting up a dekel? I don't think so. You ever saw them truck a tree to plant and there are already bird's nests in the tree? I'm a stabber. Same probability as an animal on a ladder? I don't think so. You know, the animals, when they go after their prey, they're very resourceful. Mm-hmm. You know, the scientists can't understand how they're so smart to know how to go after it. So they want to get up to the doves, and they see a ladder, they climb the ladder. But the birds don't need my tree to get to the paradise. They can fly there themselves. They have wings. Just they can use my tree to settle in my tree. But that makes it even worse. That's the second kasha. So first kasha is comparing the two gemaras. Here, in the case of the sulam, I like the way we learn this gemara by sulam. I think it's very geshmak. I don't have problems with it. But the way we're learning it, the pshat is eventually I put the sulam, the animal will be once, it'll be on top of the sulam. By the dekel, first of all, it's not the stop of the birds are there already. Second of all, Chazanish said that the sulam one time is mutter, a one time deal with the sulam is okay. It's fine. You can do it once with the sulam. You check the sulam, you do it. The Gemara only asks is doing it constantly. Constantly taking it down, putting it back, taking it down, putting it back. Eventually, it's going to cause a hazard. What's the case of Chavav?
It's a one-time thing. People don't plant the tree, take it home, plant the tree, take it home. You plant it once and it's finished. And Achav Vav, the Gemara says, at least the way Tosfos knows the Gemara, that it's aser. So this needs a hesber. What's going on here? When you compare these two Gemaras, two totally different Gemaras. I can't say ours is the Shvera Gemara. Yen is the Shvera Gemara. But that's because the way we learned our Gemara makes a lot of sense. If you're going to do it constantly, it's going to be massive. But from that Gemara, it doesn't seem we learned our Gemara correctly. It needs a husband. He's talking about permanently attaching it. He says sulam kavua. Our Gemara is talking about sulam anitelus. A sulam kavua is mutter. I think the Chazanish is yud beis yud. The Chazanish says if it's a set ladder, it's mutter. So that's a chiddush. So I have a problem comparing the two Gemaras. The only way out. I don't know what a Nemiya is in English. Did anybody look in the English Gemaras? Do you have one here? No. I don't know what a Nemiya is. What?
Martin.
So I don't know what it is. Maybe someone can look on the internet and figure out if what I'm saying is true. The only way I can answer these two Gemaras is if the Metzius is that a Nemiya doesn't climb ladders. It only jumps onto ladders when they're on the floor and gets a ride going up. But they don't, maybe they don't climb ladders. Well, if that's the Metzius, so maybe I would explain the Gemara this way. A Ruach Metzuya, we know, is considered your Maisa. Right? If you throw something to the wind and the wind blows it, that's considered your Maisa. Something you do that's a Ruach Metzuya is your Maisa. Gemara, we had in Bava Kama, my mid behemtai al komas chadei, right? If I take not only my behemah, anybody's behemah, my behemah, I'm always chayev for shame. But if I take any animal and I stand it right next to food and it eats the food, that's called my maisa. It's a grama. Because it's a ruach metzuya. If you put an animal by food, it's going to eat the food. As a matter of fact, it says in halacha, if you take a child, and you put your child, right, the child's mazik yipatur. If you put your child next to someone else's food in the store, and the child is mazik or it eats it, that's called your maisa. That's a rough mitzvah. So it may be that both Gemaras are saying that if you do something, you put gefes and zevel on the ground, it's considered your maisa, kira delay. That whatever comes out of the Gefen Zevel and leaches into the person's field is your Maisa. But that's a Ruach Metzuya. It's what happens naturally. If by the birds there's such a Metzuyas that it's a normal Ruach Metzuya, that if you plant the kollel next to someone else's place, that the birds are going to come and they're going to eat from the paradise, I can understand. That's Gira Dilei. It's like Gefen Zevel. By the Mia, the only way I can explain this Gemara different than the other Gemara is to explain by a Nemiya, it's not a Ruach Metzuya that I stand up a ladder, animals are going to climb the ladder. The only Cheshash is when I put it up, at that time they hitchhike onto the ladder and they get a ride up to the dumps. If that's the facts, so then I can explain it. And that would be my explanation of this Gemara. So again, to sum up, Pashuk Shat in this Gemara, the way the Chazanish learned, and the way I'm understanding the Muki Yosef, the Rashba, Pashuk Shat in the Gemara, the Pshat in the Gemara is that if I do something, which by doing it all the time is eventually going to cause a hezek, that's a mazik, that's a problem. Eventually it causes a hezek, that's a mazik, and that's an issue. If I yen the Gemara, something I'm not allowed to do one time, again, the only way I can understand is if I do it the one time, but that one time it's a rach mitzuyah that it's going to cause, it's just natural. And that's what happens. Birds come, and I don't know how the birds know. Every part that says birds, you know, you plant seeds. Even in New York City, we have very little land. You look at your neighbor, they come, they plant grass. Within the half an hour, the birds are there eating the seeds. Every time. How are they? The birds are so smart. They don't miss one, you know, they don't miss one single place. You leave food and it spoils, you get worms. Worms don't miss one spoiled food anywhere in the world. Amazing thing. And it's in the Telabria that there's such a thing that the animals come. So maybe that's the Pshat of Chavav, that it's a Rach Mitzvah. And something that naturally happens, it's considered an extension of your Maaseh. That's the way I would understand it. It's an extension of your act. Okay, Akoponim, this is the two Gemaras. The Gemara asks a kasha now. Hagramahu. Why it's a grama? Why is it a grama? We just finished saying it's Giru Delay. It's a funny type of grama. It's like Dapsha, which is a grama and it's Giru Delay at the same time. The Teretz is, it's Giru Delay because I put in motion an event that's going to happen. But Lamaisa, it's the animal that does that kills the dove, not me. So it's still indirect. We see from here, grama is aser. Rabbi Yosef, the second story, same story. Rabbi Yosef, Havaleanu Tali, Dava Asu Umni Viyasvi Tusayu. He had trees and they were bloodletters, let blood under it. Va'asi Urvi Va'achli Dama, and that would attract birds who eat, drink the blood. V'sokwa Beitali Masidi Tamari. It's the same type of thing. You see, it's the same idea. It's something where it's in nature that if I do this, this is going to follow. It's in the teva, it's a rach mitzuyah. If you leave blood there, it's going to bring these birds, the birds are going to be mastered tomorrow. Get these birds away from here. So we have here this yisayit, that a grama is aser. Muki Yosef here has an arichus, and he goes through all the cases in the perek, not all, and to explain how that gira delay, because this tais is later, it says all the things in the perek are gira delay. Goes through all the cases, and at the end, he makes a summation. He sums up that all the cases in this perek can be divided into three, not two, but three. Nimsa Nizakim Chalukim Legimel Dinim, he says. There are three types. What are the three? Is Yagira Delay and not Gira Delay? How are there three? So he says, is Gira Delay? Is not Gira Delay? In between, Hasheni, the middle one is Elu Shehem Grama Chayav Maharchik, then Hizik Patam L'Shal. There are certain Gira Delays that are Grama also. In between category, that's the Muki Yosef's Klal in Agabar. Is for sure the most qualistic Taisvis in this parak. The Ritzvah is a Ritzvah at the end of Taisvis, which is quoted all over the place. And let me tell you what it's about. We've discussed the last 3 years, we went to three bothers, we've discussed countless times the fact that there's something called a Grama. There's something called Garmi. What's the difference between Gairim bin Ezekin that we call Grama and the one we call Garmi? So as I told you many times, there's no dictionary difference between the word Grama and the word Garmi. They're one and the same. According to the dictionary, it's like Pera and Peri. Same thing. Fruits, vegetables, produce. Called Pera, they're called Peri. No difference between one and the other. However, the Rishayim, the Ramban, even the Gemara to a great degree, uses as a code word for two types of grama bin Ezekiel. The type of grama which we passed in as potter, we call grama. It's asla chatchila, but you're potter for paying. And then there's garmi. Garmi is a code lashon for a grama which you're chayiv to pay. a grama. The echayev to pay the kod is garmi. It's interesting, Ramban in our Gemara, because Rashi here uses a lashon garmi. So the Ramban writes that Rashi wasn't in on this lashon grama garmi. He says Rashi sometimes uses grama for garmi, garmi for grama. He wasn't in on using these lashonis. But as far as all the paiskim are concerned, and most of the rishayim, we use grama for a gayer which is potter, and garmi for a gayer which is chayiv. The hard question is, when is a grama chayiv, and when is a grama potter? What falls under garmi, and what falls under grama? You would think, since there are sugyas and shas about dina de garmi, you would think there's a gemara that says it. There's no gemara that says the rule. All we have is five or six gemaras that give examples of garmi that are chayiv, and the gemara leaves it for us to figure out what's the klal. Taisus himself brings maridin al shulchani, even in tzerah, or donis hadin. Taisus brings examples, sarv shtar sashal chaveirai, meichir shtar chayim l'chaveir, v'chazer o'machlai. Taisus brings four of the six examples of shas of garmi that are chayiv. And the question is, what's the rule? So in this, there are almost as many shittas as there are rishayim. Kamat, no two rishayim say the same thing, because it's very hard to come up with one rule that fits everything. So I'll tell you the two shittas that are brought by the Ramah and the Shach. Actually, the Mechaber, Ramah and the Shach, have three shittas in Shulchan Aruch, but we'll talk for today about the two shittas that are brought to Medina. One is the Ramah, who brings the Rosh Hashita. Anybody remember the Rosh? What's the rule of Garmi? When is it Chayiv? Two conditions. When is Garmi Chayiv? Huh? There are two conditions that Rosh says. Miyad. It has to be... The Bari Hazeka, you're good. One rule is Bari Hazeka. It has to be a Vada, you're going to be Mazik. Bari Hazeka, you don't have to... Excuse yourself that you know, you'll let it know. The one is that it's Bari Hezeka. If it has to be a Vadai. It's not a Groma if it's not a Vadai. I mean, it's not a Garmi if it's not a Vadai. It has to be Bari Hezeka. And it has to be Mazik Biyodayim. What does it mean, Mazik Biyodayim? We had a Baba Kama. If someone has a glass falling from the roof, he puts out a mattress. And he throws down a glass item. It's going to fall on the mattress, it won't break. You pull away the mattress. That's a grubber. You're a guy or a mehazik, you cannot do it. But if you pull away the mattress, you're potter. Why you're potter? It's bari hazeka. It's zecha going to break. Teretz says you're missing the second condition. You're not mazik biyodayim. You didn't biyodayim touch the davar hanizm. You took away a mattress. That is called a grama v'nezikin, and that's potter. To be a garmi, you have to be mazik, you have to do it biyadayim. If someone comes to a shulchani, and he says, someone's buying something for me, he's giving me this gold coin, is it really gold? Shulchani says it's really gold. It really is bronze. It's a bari hazeka. Now he's going to accept this coin for a purchase. And that's called mazik biyadayim. He took the mazik, which is the coin, and he said, this is gold. And it wasn't gold, it was bronze. That's called a garmi. He's badai mazik. Or someone owes me money, and I sell you the shtar, and then I'm chazer o'machlai, I'm meichalit. If I'm meichalit, I'm mazik you. Now you can't collect. It's bari azeka, it's biyadayim, being mazik the shtar. The shtar now you came on island. That's garmi. That's shita sarash. That's shita sarama. You need two conditions to be garmi, and that's the way most places can pass. What?
Yeah,
not miyad. Biyad. Biyad. That means
being meichel
shtar means I'm doing it to the dover that's causing that. No difference. I burn a shtar or I meichel shtar. Now. You know, we always know that when there are many pshatim, each pshat is a little shver. For example, there's one case that this pshat is a little shver.
Sarif Shtaras of Shachadera. Ruvein owes Shimon money and he has a shtar. I burn Shimon shtar. Is that Bari Hezeka? The Rosh says that's Bari Hezeka. I'm Zechamazik and he can't collect. Is it really Bari Hezeka? Maybe Ruvein is honest and he'll pay anyway. It's a little hard to see. So the Rosh will have to teach. If you burn the shtar of someone who's honest, so you're not chayiv, we'll pay. If you burn the shtar of someone who's not going to pay, then it's, all right, as I touch the rush. That's a gishmak. Comes along the Ritzvah in this Taisnis, and the Ritzvah says, you know, the Ramban wrote a whole country's Dina Degarmi. It's a shame because nobody passes like the Ramban. But everyone uses the Ramban to explain the Gemaras. The Ramban has a country's Dina Degarmi, he has his Shita. I told you the Rosh has a sheet, the Rambam has a sheet, the Ritzvah, the Tosfos, but the Basra, from Beis on the Beis, has his sheet. The Ritzvah comes along, the Ritzvah says, there's no rule. There's no rule for Garmi. Grama is Potter. Chazal chose six cases, where Chazal said, these are cases that are Shchiach, it's going to happen all the time. The Rabbanan with Geyser on these six, we'll call them Garmi, and these six you have to pay. It's a Knas the Rabbanan. Really, they're also Gramas. It's also a Grama. The case of pulling a mattress away when a glass is falling is not Shriach. The Rabbanan were on Geyser. It's a Grama. The case of someone, a Shulchani, who's not careful, and he tells the person that it's a good the coin, it's not a good coin, it's a Darash Shriach. As I said, that is Dalla Mechayid. So comes along the Ritzvah, and the Ritzvah says, what? He says, the Shriach, and Dina Garmi have Metam Knas, Kol Hezek Motzi Verag Olavai Kansu Chacham. Shei Kol Achad Vachar, Hei Lachum Azek Haber Egeen. What? It's Motzi, but he, it's not Chazal said, all things that are Motzi are Garmi. These six are Garmi. The Shach, there's a gigantic shack in Dina de Garmi. It's like, you know, in Yilui Yerodei, you don't hit such gigantic shacks. There's some long ones in Yerodei too, but not like a Chesha Mishma. He goes through shas, maybe some Yerushalmis too, goes through all the cases, and shows that each sheet in the Rishon Yishayim is not, it doesn't fit all the cases. And therefore he says, the Ritzvah is right, but now the guys are here, and that's that. You can't have any other cases of Garmi. So this is the Ritzvah Shita in our sugya of the rule of Garmi, that whoever has all cancer, they cancer, whoever they didn't cancer, they didn't cancer, and Shalom HaYisrael, and that's that, and finish. You can't ask kashas on such a Shita. Like the other Rishayim, you can ask, what about this case, what about that case? You can't ask kashas on this, because he's saying there is no rule. The easiest rule is to say there's no rule. And it's good. And the Shach likes the Ritzvah Shita, he passes like the Ritzvah. So Memela, basically this Perek is a self-contained sugya, but this particular Taisvis is very qualiistic, and it's a rule for Shas, Dina de Garmi, the Ritzvah Shita, Taisvis Shita, that this is where it applies. Okay, let's see the Gemara on Chof Gimel. Gemara here has one more piece of Gemara, which is also a new sugya. We mentioned many times Kutra Ubesakise. We mentioned in the past there's some mazikim, I call them super mazikim. There's such mazikim that even if I'm Michael you, I could change my mind. Even if I have a chazak, I could change my mind. There's such big maziks that are more than Gira Delay. They're Gira Delay plus. And the two mentioned here in the Gemara are Kutra, smoke, and Besakisei. The smell doesn't mean a bathroom that has plumbing. It means an outhouse like they had in those days. You can imagine, maybe you can't imagine, how a person didn't want his neighbor to have his Besakisei near his property because it would smell a part of his property. So these two things, Kutra and Besakisei, the Gemara will say, are strong mazik. And let's see the Gemara. Va'ichzikilu. Gemara says, what happens
if you have an woman who's letting blood, and there's blood all over the place, and it's already, now the neighbor comes and he says, Rabbi Yosef says, I want you out of here. So, it's interesting, this is Rabbi Yosef personally in both Gemaras. Gemara Chavav is also Rabbi Yosef. Maybe he had a lot of property, I don't know. He's the one that owned the Paradis, and he chased away the Bnei Deko. Here he owned the Kolon, and he chased away the Umni. At any rate, he told them, leave. Now, in the end of on Daf Mem Beis, I think it was in Cheska Sabbat, and we spoke out, and again in Hashutvim, Machlekes Rishayim. A chazaka by Niske Shcheinim, if it needs a taina or even without a taina. It was taka on the board, but not there anymore. We had the Rambam Shita was, we had actually two machlekes, if you need 3 years and if you need a taina. The Rambam Shita is, Niske Shcheinim does not need a taina. If I'm your neighbor and you let my water run onto your rishus, for 3 years I get a chazaka. Without a taina, you're meichel, you're not makbid, so I get a chazak. So Rambam Shita is without a taina, the other Rishayim that held that you need a taina. The Gemara is kashi havo achzik luhu pashtus is mashma that you don't need a taina, that you don't need a taina at all, and the Taisus brings the raya, the second Taisus achzik luhu perish rivam. Kivan shalai ba mahazik the kaka shal chaver v'leim shalayu el l'tashu shriyam shenani mimenu my ls chazaka shalai b'tayna the mistam alayi ayinim shemachem lehem Rabbi Yosef tashu zeh it's not mistaver that they had a tayna that he sold it to them. So kapanim Taisus says the Rambam Shita is that it's without a tayna, it's a chazaka v'achzik l'vahu. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Avua, Ein Chazaka L'Nizikin. There's no Chazaka for neighbors to be mazik each other. Well, Avidmar Allah, Rav Mari, Amir Bekutcher, Rav Zav, Zavid, Amir Beis Akisa. There is a Chazaka for neighbors. If you have a window, there is a Chazaka. If you have other, there is a Chazaka. But Kutcher and Beis Akisa is the only thing that's so offensive that there's no Chazaka. Amalei, Chidish Otzim. Hani lididi danina datoi ki kutcher beis akise damuli. For most people, these things are not kutcher beis akise. For me, these things are like kutcher beis akise. Yeah, chiddush. A person could say, for me, these things are so offensive that it's like kutcher beis akise, and it's different. Now, this gemara could answer a kasha we had. When we talked about noise, we said noise. I could do whatever I want. And my neighbor can't object. Whatever I do in my house, I'm allowed to do. He said if the neighbor is a sick person, so he could object. He could say lididi, it's different. I don't. That's not talking about chazaka, but it could be. We see from this gemara, there are cases lididi that for a certain person it could be different. Akoponim. The gemara here has this chiddush. The kutra ubeis akise is different, and you don't get a chazaka even after 3 years. Lemibar, you could stop a person from letting smoke into you. That's a chigira delay, or smell into you. That's a chigira delay. But the chiddush here is that kutra ubeis akise, there's no chazaka for kutra ubeis akise. All other niske shcheinim, there is a chazaka. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Ketzais is his kasha here that if we had Zman until through the summer we would pull out is the first Rav Shimon on Bava the Basra, the first Rav Shlomo on Bava Basra, go on this Ketzais. Ketzais's kasha is how could you say that Chazaka works? Because chazaka is pshat, I'm meichel you. If it's not kutru beis akisa, the chazaka works because pshat is I'm meichel you. The halacha is, if I tell you krak susi, I give you rishus to rip up my begadim, and you'll be potter. I give you a rishus to destroy something of mine, and you'll be potter. I'm tapping attack a potter. But I could retract my rishus at any time. Later, I could say, okay, till now I'm asking you could be crack susi. Now I changed my mind. From now on, I don't want. By any mazik, I could say I'm aichel you, and then I could say I retract my nechil. Why is it only kutrim beisakise that I can retract my nechil? Why, even if the cheskes gimel shadim, the cheskes gimel shadim without a title, it means you're not saying you bought it for me. You're saying I was maichel you. So I was maichel you that you could put your gefes and zevel next to my field, or I was maichel you that you could dig a bar next to my field, whatever I was maichel. Why can't I retract my mechila like all mazikim? I'm maichel you. Now if you owe me money and I'm maichel you, it's over. Once I'm maichel, you don't owe me money. But why can't I retract my mechila? I say, till now I let you be mazik me, and I don't want you to be mazik me. Why isn't that something a person should be able to say such a thing? That's the Ketzais is Kasha, so believe that. Then beginning of Shia tomorrow, I'm going to come back to the Ketzais. It's here in Kuflin Hay, Sukkot and Chaf, I believe. So, I'm sorry.